For Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio from the BBC studios in London this week. Following Harvey, critics say the city of Houston's disaster planning got eclipsed by tremendous development. One angle on this today with relevance to the new hurricane aiming at Florida. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at what new commercial and residential building in places that used to be open land means for flooding.
From his home in Friendswood, Texas, Wes Highfield watched 49 inches of rain fall from the sky. Friendswood is a part of Metro Houston, some 20 miles south of downtown. He's seen the flooding and knows the consequences better than most. He teaches about flood loss and mitigation strategy at Texas A&M Galveston.
I do this kind of research for a living, but this is the first time I've watched it unfold before my eyes.
His house is on higher ground. Luckily, the neighborhood's still dry. Even so, he's run the statistical models. He admits the development of neighborhoods like his is part of the problem. He's torn, and he knows the local government is too, between risk and reward, short-term gain and long-term safety.
Do I want to increase my tax base, or do I want to tell a developer no?
Over the past 20 years, Houston's sprawled into a 600-square-mile metropolis. It's done that without much planning or zoning.
The lack of zoning in Houston has contributed to people building anything anywhere.
Bruce Hyde runs the University of Connecticut's Center for Land Use, Education, and Research.
There is oil refineries or chemical plants, you know, it's surrounded by residential neighborhoods.
Wetlands and bayous are now paved over. Marshes have become malls. Waters that once drained away now ruin homes. Even in the 2 years before Harvey, 16,000 buildings had been flooded, and the city hit with $1 billion in damage.
We need the prairie grass. We need these natural preserve systems to be able to absorb the water and soak it up like a sponge.
Adam Griffith taught middle school in Houston in the late 1990s. Now he's getting his doctorate in land cover science at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. When he saw the damage Harvey was inflicting on Houston, he ran an analysis of how much green space was developed there between 2001 and 2010.
Almost 44 square miles of Houston were transitioned from primarily permeable to primarily impermeable.
He says that's a big reason Houston's in this mess.
When they designed Houston, they weren't thinking of stormwater runoff, but with the very flat topography combined with a very, very high percentage of impervious surfaces, it's a double whammy.
So does the city turn that land back into wetlands? Just tell people to move? Those are just the first questions, says Bruce Hyde.
Who's going to pay for all these homes to be removed? Who's going to pay for all these people to be relocated? I don't know the answer to that.
But Houston's leaders are going to have to find it. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.